A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as your fellow workers, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We cause no one to stumble in anything in order that no fault may be found with our ministry. On the contrary, in everything we commend ourselves as ministers of God through much endurance in afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fasts, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness at the right and at the left, through glory and dishonor, insult and praise. We are treated as deceivers and yet are truthful, as unrecognized and yet acknowledged, as dying and behold we live, as chastised and yet not put to death, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet enriching many, as having nothing yet possessing all things. The word of the Lord. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made known his salvation. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has made known his salvation. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has made known his salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "We have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, when we reflect on the Scriptures, you might wonder how many of us are truly doing as God wants us to do, or living this way. Huh? When Jesus tells us, you know, someone slaps you on one cheek, give him the other one. If someone takes something, give them something else. If someone tells you to walk with them 1 mile, go 2 miles with them, huh? Give to everyone who asks of you. You hear that? Give to everyone who asks of you. Really? And then when you sit there and see what Paul had to go through, talk about the litany, you know, that I was afflicted, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fasts. I was pure, I had knowledge, patience, kindness. I had unfeigned love, truthful speech. I was unrecognized. I was treated as dead, da-da-da-da-da. So let's say God asks you and I this morning, okay, you want to be my follower? Yes, Jesus. Okay, I want you to go through afflictions, hardships. I want you to be beaten, put in prison, and be in the middle of riots, labors, vigils, and fasts. Will you do it? And you're like, huh? I come to Mass to be blessed, so you'll give me everything you want. I want, isn't that why I'm here, Lord? You'll give me courage. And then he says, no, this, you come here so I can tell you what I want of you today. And you go, oh, and I go, oh. So when I was praying this morning about this, I said, Lord, you got to give me the grace that I would desire all these things if that's what you desire for me. This is about God, about what he wants of us. And that's why we exist today, to do his will, no matter the cost. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.